If you feel everything, it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It means you're still open, still sensing, still tuned to the subtle, still able to register the spaces between things, while others are still numbing, distracting, and defending. Your sensitivity is not weakness. It is data. It is intelligence from the soul, delivered in emotion, sensation, vibration. But in a chaotic world where speed is celebrated and density is normalized, your gift can feel like a liability because you're wired for resonance, but surrounded by noise. You walk into rooms and feel the ache behind the smiles. You hear the truth behind people's words. You sense the collective dissonance and sometimes think it's your own. But beloved, you are not broken. You're awake in a world that forgot how to feel. So protect your field, not by shutting down, but by becoming conscious of what's yours and what's simply moving through. This is not about becoming harder. It's about becoming clearer, more sovereign in your sensing, more grounded in your knowing, more fluid in your empathy, so it doesn't pool inside of you and become pain. You don't have to carry what you can feel. You don't have to heal what you can witness. You are allowed to observe without absorbing, to care without collapsing, to feel deeply without drowning. You are not too much for this world. This world has simply gone too long without the depth of your frequency. So feel and stay and breathe. You're not alone in this sensitivity. You're part of the wave that will help the world feel again. And that's not a curse. That's a calling. This piece is from Beloved, You Are the Key. May it remind you that your sensitivity is sacred and there is strength in the way you feel. Thank you.